This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. I normally don't do commentary on Hollywood actors and celebrities and such, but this one really caught my eye and it deserves a shout out. Brad Pitt is being blamed for black mold, I guess, in the homes that his nonprofit built and gave to people for free. And I think this was after Hurricane Katrina, I believe it was. I'm pretty sure it's Hurricane Katrina. Because these homes are built in the New Orleans area, you know, and South Louisiana and so on. And it's a very humid area. And apparently, from what we're being told in the media, some of these homes that were built and given to people, I guess, by Brad Pitt's nonprofit, now they're having some mold problems because as the media reports that the materials weren't the best chosen materials. Well, how is this Brad Pitt's fault? I mean, this is what gets me about this. Brad Pitt is just trying to help people. He saw the suffering from the storm and he wanted to help. And he said, I'll donate a bunch of money to a nonprofit group or set up a nonprofit, right? Actually, he set it up, or his lawyers did. And he said he'll donate all this money and then local contractors can build homes for people and essentially give them away to people and people can have a place to live. I mean, it comes from a place of compassion and caring for fellow human beings. And now to hear that some of these people are going to be suing Brad Pitt for black mold, and the media is saying that, oh, this nonprofit is so bad, they left town after a couple years, they got out of Dodge, it's as if it's some kind of fly-by-night operation. Really? You mean they came in and built homes and gave them to people for free, and then when the mission was accomplished, they left? What's wrong with that? Are they supposed to maintain an office there forever? It's a nonprofit. It's Brad Pitt trying to give people houses for free, basically. And the media just attacks him for it. You see, this is indicative of what is wrong with our world. And I've experienced this myself, too, where you try to do something nice for a group of people because you see the suffering and you have a heart and you have compassion. And you might be a person with money or fame or a platform like I have, or, you know, famous like Brad Pitt or whatever. And you try to do something positive with your donations. And guess what? You end up getting blamed. You end up getting sued. Here you are. You're trying to help people. You're trying to use your money or your fame or your platform to do something good for people. And you get attacked for it. And you know what lesson Brad Pitt learned from this, and same lesson that I've learned. And by the way, Brad Pitt and I have a lot in common that you wouldn't even know. We are almost the exact same age, by the way. And we're from a very similar part of the country and so on. But I feel for Brad Pitt on this one because I know that he's being falsely accused of this. And what he has learned and what I have learned is no good deed goes unpunished in this world. And you know what precedent this sets for people like Brad Pitt is for him to stop helping groups. Because every time you turn around and try to help somebody, they effing attack you for it. And they try to sue you for it. I mean, Brad Pitt was giving away homes to people. And they made him look like the bad guy. Can you imagine that? I mean, so what if the homes only lasted a few years? They were free and they helped people in their time of need. What? Does Brad Pitt owe these people a lifetime house? It's absurd. I remember when Oprah was giving away cars to the entire audience. She gave a car to every member of the audience one day. And they were all like, oh, this is wonderful. Tears of joy and hugs everywhere. And then that same group, there was a backlash later on because Oprah didn't give them the money to pay the taxes on the free car that she was giving them all. And so they were mad. Well, you gave us a free car, but you didn't give us money to pay the taxes on the free car. And I'm like, what? You just got a free car. You just got a free car from Oprah. You can't be happy about that? Why don't you just sell the car? Pay the taxes and keep the difference. Keep the cash. That's like Oprah giving you cash. But no, people are unhappy about it. Everybody wants to be a victim in this country, you see? And I'm just going to say it out like that. I don't care. I'm so far beyond political correctness at this point. I don't give a crap. Everybody wants to be a victim. And everybody wants something for nothing. And they want to attack wealthy people and rich people and influential people and famous people. And I know exactly why people like Brad Pitt never go out in public anymore and can't have any friends anymore. I mean, his social circle is so small, just like my social circle is small. I can't go interact with people either. You know why? Because when people know who you are, everybody wants to exploit you for something. It's the same thing with everybody who's got any amount of notoriety. You don't have a public, social, anonymous life anymore. Because everybody wants to screw you over and play the victim so they can get something for free. And so, Brad Pitt is not the bad person in this story. Now, I can't vouch for everything he's ever done. I don't know. But he tried to do something good in this case, and he's getting wrongly demonized for it, and the media owes Brad Pitt an apology. That's my take on the situation. So there you go. Some truth for your day. Think about it. And maybe watch a Brad Pitt movie if you want. It's just, our world is insane at this point. You can't even give away houses to people without being sued. Or cars. Just think about it. If you ran around giving away like gold bars to people, make no mistake, somebody would drop that gold bar on their foot and they would sue you for millions of dollars in medical fees. You can't do anything in public anymore without being sued or accused or slandered or defamed by the insane, deranged media and the victim culture mentality that has now dominated our entire country at this point. It's crazy. And that's why people like Brad Pitt are just not going to help anybody anymore. And I don't blame him. Because I guess if he wants to, he can just make anonymous donations to other nonprofits or something. That's about it. So, anyway, listen to my podcast at real.video. The channel name there is HR Report, which of course stands for Health Report. Take care. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.